In the late 1800s, these two buildings, 244 and 230 Main Street, had Chinese-owned businesses inside them. The Chinese came to Arizona beginning in 1863, just after Arizona became a U.S. territory. Like everyone else, they were lured by opportunities in mining, railroad construction, agriculture, retail, and ranching. They were also trying to get away from discriminatory laws passed in California. Many settled in Florence and opened shops like these. Lottie Devine, in her memoir, Es Verdad, recalls several of Florence's Chinese residents.
There was a restaurant run by Ah Lee, a grocery store by Ah Sing, and several of them had laundries. Ah Lem had a wagon and drove a pokey old horse. The vegetables he sold were kept in wet gunny sacks. It was fun for the children to ride the side of the wagon, house to house with him. But you rest assured that we sat quietly, for he had a whip, and he would shake it at us and then pop it on the ground. The old horse would jump, and we had to hang on for dear life.
Unlike in California, the Chinese were pretty well accepted here, though some things did set them apart. Lottie Devine's mother, Estella Kentfield Colton, wrote about the vivid impression made by Florence's Chinese residents at public dances.
They never danced, but came in all their splendor, dressed very elaborately in their native costumes of silk, adorned with much jade and other jewelry.